how I love Jesus because he first loved me. God is good.
All the time.
We haven't been gone that long, have we? Come on. Let's try that one more time. God is good. And all the time. God is good. And all the time. God is good. Happy Valentine's Day, right? I have to say, as Pastor Ashley said, as the worship team, the tech team, and the staff teams know, they can attest, I have been referring to this day, Sunday, February 14th, as Love Day. And on this day, did you know that over $21 billion will be spent on gifts and dinners and cards and flowers as a profession and an expression of one's love? $21 billion. That's a lot of coin. How many of you will participate in that $21 billion? I can say right now, I see some hands. Yes! Okay. A new shaver over here. I should have you call out some of your gifts. Please don't. We will not witness another Sunday Valentine's Day until 2027. So I know some of you may be like me and you're calculating how old you will be in 2027. I'm going to be 35, so just do your math on your own. This Love Day also, Pastor Ashley said you too? Okay. This Love Day also marks the Transfiguration Sunday, pointing us to the Exodus, this movement of Jesus toward what is to be accomplished at the cross in Jerusalem. You know, as we humbly connect, grow, and serve, as we study, read, and reflect, as we gather for worship and pray through this season, we too are a part of this holy, chaotic, and celebratory love story between God and God's people. This holy, chaotic, celebratory love story. Over the past 6 weeks, can you believe it's been 6 weeks? We have been in 1st and 2nd Chronicles, leading us into a deeper understanding of God's divine and faithful love. As we finish our time with David's Psalm of Thanksgiving, we enter into the end of this series with greatness of expression, entrusting ourselves to a faithful Creator. On this Love Day, regardless of your age or what box you would check on an application, widowed, single, married, divorced, or other, whether you are miserable, content, grieving, isolated, or full of joy, on this $21 billion day, you may not receive flowers, candy, gifts, or card. But I want you to know God's steadfast love endures forever. Inevitably, I will learn one of you will have handwritten a note to your spouse or a significant other that says, "This is your gift. God's love endures forever. Please do not do that." Every week, the chronicler has engaged us, our walk with Christ, our walk with God as individuals and as a faith community, with these timeless, action-oriented principles. I won't go through them, you remember, humbling ourselves, praying to God, worshiping God. These principles are there so that when we find ourselves personally or even within our community grieving, celebrating, discerning, or changing, we will hold fast to God's unchanging hands. Holding fast to God's unchanging hands. If you are sitting with someone, no matter where you are, touch the hand of the person next to you. If you are by yourself, touch your own hand, those praying hands. We will hold on to God's unchanging hand. Today's text message, the chronicler extends to us a vision of victorious hope. Who doesn't need that on this day? A vision of victorious hope. By giving God the rightful place of honor among the community, by giving God the rightful place of honor among the people. See, the end of this passage is expressing appreciative praise for what God has done and for what God will continue to do through crisis, through chaos, and through joy. They cry out to God and express what they desire for God to do as well. How many of you in the past year, maybe even longer, have cried out to God? Just like those in 1 Chronicles 16:34, crying out to God, save us, O God. Rescue us from among the nations, O God. Cokesbury, you have praised and worship God outside in the heat, in the rain, in the cold, and I'm so glad snow didn't show up. But you were devoted and committed to following God. Cokesbury, you have shown up online for prayer, for classes, to speak or to a pastor. Cokesbury, you have shown up in an amazing way. I cannot say that enough. God's love endures forever, from everlasting to everlasting, and you have shown that time and time and time again. There are just no words, only praises to God. In the midst of our thanksgiving and praise, just like those in Chronicles, we have recognized our fragility. We have recognized our pain. We have shown up for one another. Where there is love, there is life. We are living the faithful life that God has set before us. God's love endures forever. All right. You all have no idea how much you have individually done and how much you have done as a community of faith. How you have given to those in need. How you have come and served countless hours, no matter if it were raining, no matter if it's cold, no matter what, you show up. Your commitment to Christ has zero to do with me and everything to do with your love for God. When we are looking at what is happening in Chronicles, when we are thinking about these people who are full of pain, who have no idea of what is coming next, and how they continuously and consistently praise God and thank God all along the way. This is the church. We are the church. The chronicler says, "Save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather and rescue us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise." We have been calling out to God for over a year to save us from COVID, to save us from all the things that we're seeing in our world, to help us to bring peace, to bring love, to bring life to everyone that we see. They were crying the same thing. But God's love, faithfulness, devotion, commitment, and worthiness rules forever. We're following a God who consistently shows up when we least expect it. We are following a God who sits with us in our grief and in our pain. We are following a God, the same God who was here, is the same God who is with us today. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. In the midst of all that you have witnessed and all that you are going through, how good has God been to you? How good? I'm not talking about money. Talking about your faith, walking with you on those nights where you're in tears, walking with you on those mornings when it's hard to get up, walking with you, because his love endures forever. Valentine's Day, we look at the love, right? The romantic love. But God wants us to look to him for that love that is consistent, that love that never goes away, that love that brings life and light to those around us, that love that bears fruit in our lives for others to see, that love that has us showing up over and over again without expecting anything in return. That is the love from our God that endures forever. When the people stood up to praise the Lord, they were praising God for what he had done, for what he was doing, and they believed God for what he was about to do. We are standing in a place where we are to follow and to believe our God for what is coming next, to trust our God for what we have to do in this call that he has upon our lives. God's love is steadfast. It never moves. It's consistent. And God is worthy. The chronicler told the story of the people so they would know how far they'd come. The stories were told so fruit would be bared in their lives and for generations to come. We here at Cokesbury, we're bearing God's fruit for God's people because we show up out of love. God's steadfast love endures forever. So as we finish our series on Stronger Than Ever, as you're holding the person's hand next to you, as you are holding your own hand in that prayer stance, know that God is calling us even deeper now than before. Know that God is with us every step of the way. Know that God. God is love. And the only reason why, the only reason why we are called out of the darkness into the light to share the good news. So praise God this day. If you can't find a reason to praise God, if you woke up this morning, praise God. If you can stand up and get out of bed, praise God. If you can walk a little, praise God. If you can dance even more, give God even more praise. It's the little things that we are called to live into. So every single day, we become stronger than ever. God's steadfast love endures forever. And because of that love, so shall we. Where there is love, there is life. In Cokesbury, we are life because of God's love. Amen.